The Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
A big thank you for downloading Listener, L-I-S-T-N-R, and listening to the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast. It is the 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show. They're back 5 a.m. on Monday. It was a very big show this morning. Live at Burleigh Beach, inside the Burleigh Head Surf Lifesaving Club. They call it the Crab Pot. We love it there. We were there for Dig Day. Triple M Gold's $100,000 gold digger. 24 Triple M Gold listeners earning the right to be there for a chance to dig up $100,000. How that went, we'll have that coming up. We also catch up with a very funny guy in this podcast, Reece Nicholson. He's a comedian that's here on the coast for GC Laughs. We love GC Laughs every year. Well, that will get to, if you're stuck for things to do around the Gold Coast, Flan, Ali and Spider, they have their What's on a Friday, and we celebrate a Gold Coaster, a very good friend of the show's. First up in this podcast, we love country music singer Casey Barnes.
Well, Casey Barnes, we know that you're local here. You're kicking it big at the moment.
We love it.
At the CMC Country Music Festival over the weekend. We're going to talk about that very, very shortly. But you're on the phone. We're not going to introduce it. Talk to us about your new song.
G'day, guys. Well, it's out. It's the brand new single. Was lucky enough to team up with Morgan Evans and co-write this one last year when I was over in Nashville, and he's an absolute bloody superstar.
We're
so excited about finally having it out.
Should we play a bit of it, Casey?
Yes.
I think you should.
All right. It's an earworm.
Well, Casey,
that's good,
you know,
Case.
You know, country music is really kicking goals. We know that, but there's always a story behind the songs themselves. What's the story
behind this one?
Yeah.
Well, Morgan and I sort of, we caught up actually last time we both played CMC Rocks, and we're chatting backstage, and we both agreed we should try and work together on something when the opportunity came up. And it just so happened I was in Nashville at the end of last year, and we both thought this is a good opportunity, and we got in the studio, and this song happened so fast. It was like he just started playing this riff, and we were both like, that's the hook, and it wrote itself in about half an hour, and it's already going bananas. There's people up at the festival in the campgrounds already doing, you know, TikTok dances and tagging us and doing all this
stuff
up there.
It's
so good.
Mate, car accident recently. Everybody okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay. It was pretty scary at the time,
terrible.
But could have been a lot worse. And I guess it was. We're just thankful we weren't, more seriously injured. But no, we're doing okay.
Now, Casey, I presume that's good to hear.
Yeah, my word.
I presume that you think that country music crowds are the best on the planet.
Yes, without doubt.
All right, and I would love to know why. What sets them apart from other music crowds?
They just let loose. They don't care what anybody else thinks. They're up there to have fun. And,
beauty.
They like to drink beer, you know. And anyone who puts on a country music festival likes that because, we're so lucky. We're going over to the States next month and we're playing. It's the biggest country music festival in the world, and it's called Stagecoach. And it happens in the same place where they have Coachella, but it's 2 weeks later, and, and everyone that goes to Stagecoach is on the beers.
Do you reckon the get up and the clothes that they wear might be a little bit different?
Yeah.
A slightly different get up, slightly different attire, a few more shoeys going on, and it's always a good time.
And I reckon there'd be more blokes dancing at country music festivals than any other music genre.
True, very true. Yeah, we got tagged in some funny stuff last time we played CMC, this guy doing the worm dance. And actually last time we played, it was absolutely smashing down with rain. So he's doing this worm dance in the mud and everyone's just jumping in there with him and nobody cares. It's all about having fun.
Do you know what I love about that, Casey, is that clearly Australians don't need to win something to do a shoey.
Exactly.
I'm in Gympie. Where's my shoe?
Well, enjoy the CMC. Kicks off over the weekend. It's going to be massive.
Well, it's tonight.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like there's a little bit of rain around. And I was out there when it absolutely got smashed. But you know what? It just adds to the party. It adds to the atmosphere out there. You're going to light it up. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Hey, just looking at your tour dates, no Gold Coast yet for the year?
Ah, stay tuned. Actually, I'll tell you guys, I'll let you in on a quick little secret. We're about to announce the new album, and we will be playing, we're playing the Gold Coast and Brisbane, so we're about to announce that very, very shortly.
Awesome. Yes.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much, guys.
We are at Burley Heads today for 92.5 Triple M Gold's $100,000 gold digger. It's dig day. One lucky Gold Coaster will have a chance to win the life-changing $100,000 Flan Alley and Spider.
Well, we got 25 people down here on the beach at the moment. They're digging for their numbers to see if they've got their chance to win $100,000. So if you want a pair of shoes, there's 25 pairs of shoes lining up on the beach right now.
Easy peasy. Now, lots of good thongs.
Ali, who you got? Because we've got a couple of diggers in there. What number we got?
Oh, now Pete from Talai, he's dug what number?
Lucky number 7.
Oh.
Now that is a good one. Now, is that a lucky number for you?
Is that my all-time lucky number.
Ooh.
How did you feel when you plucked out number 7?
I couldn't believe it, actually. I was like, no way. This is not happening.
It's meant to be.
Courtney's got number 20. Who's in digging at the moment?
Oh, who have we got? Hang on. What's your name?
Tracy. But you reckon there's no numbers. Keep going, Tracy. There's got to be numbers.
Island. What have we got? What have we plucked out? Here we've got Aaron from Tweed Heads West. That's my lucky number. What is it?
Number 2.
Number 2. One duck.
Good luck, Ash.
We're still digging away. This is the final qualifying to see if you are the one.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
What number you got?
5.
Are you happy with 5?
Yes, I am.
All right, there we go. Number 5.
So what happens from all these numbers? They're all going to be put into a barrel and then Flan, that's when we need you to do that important job that you are born to do.
That's the way, mate. I've got to make sure everybody's in this contest because they don't trust me after that point in the contest. I'll go all Al Pacino, Warren Beatty on it.
We don't trust you before it.
That's the way.
Yes, exactly. We're not trusting you right now.
Willow, what have you just
pulled
out?
Well, but we do love you.
Number 6 for Willow Wilson.
Only 4 more digs and then we're going to be working out and finding out who is going to have the opportunity to dig for $100,000.
One Gold Coaster will have a chance to win $100,000 with Flan Alley and Spiders.
One lucky Gold Coaster could win $100,000.
Triple M Gold's $100,000
Gold Digger.
We're right there.
Alley and Spider.
On Burley Beach.
Well, we are. That's where we are, Burley Beach. You can see we've got the 24 contestants right here. They've already done the pre-dig. They've got a number each. We've got a barrel full of balls. One person now is going to win the opportunity of winning $100,000.
Yes, they are. And look, we've given Flan the task of being the barrel girl. Now, yesterday in our very important meeting about how this is all going to unfold, our new boss, Trent, was laughing, thinking, if anyone's going to stuff this up, Flan's going to knock all the balls over. Well, now he's got a hat strapped in front of his eyes.
He's
blindfolded. He can't see a thing. He's blindfolded.
When you asked me to be the ball boy,
oh dear,
the barrel boy, I thought, you know what, that's because I bear the burden of the beauty.
All right, Flan, but here we go. Walk towards
all you
the
really,
barrel.
Shush, butter. All you really wanted to do was put a bag on my head. Now I understand. Yes.
Now, hang on. We're going to give it one more spin.
Okay, I'm reaching for the barrel.
Hang on. Wait. Oh. Spider, help him.
Okay.
I'm spinning it.
Here we go, Flan.
Oh, here we go.
Let's go through the punters. Let's quickly go through the punters and see how nervous they are.
All right, hang on. Wait there, Flanny. How nervous are you, Tracy from Pimpamar?
Very.
Very. How about Aaron from Tweed Heads West?
Slightly?
Come on, mate. Simon from Miami.
Nervous as a wombat in a bushfire.
Okay, here we go.
That's pretty nervous.
That is nervy.
Flan.
Okay, I'm reaching.
I'm going to block the numbers so they can't see which one he's picking.
Mix them around.
I'm looking towards the sun. I can't see a thing. I've chosen a number.
He's got one.
All right. One number.
Tie to yourself.
What is that number? Who is going to have the opportunity to dig for $100,000, Flan?
Number 24.
Wow.
Number 24.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's Narelle.
Narelle,
you look like you're going to have a heart attack. Narelle. Are you okay?
No, I've already had a mini one. I'm right.
Okay.
Oh.
Narelle, Dahl, how are you feeling?
Excited.
Yes! Well, Narelle, we spoke to you a little bit earlier. You said your lucky numbers were 3, 6, and 11.
But now it's 24.
Yes, it is.
Well, you've got a big decision to make.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would you do with the money?
I would pay some bills.
Yes.
Take my family on a holiday and do some more work on the house.
Are we a part of your family now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I better be. We've got our finalists.
Yes.
Good on you, Narelle.
Thanks to all the others.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Now that your hearts are filled with hate for Narelle, please go to your homes.
And thank you for everybody who has participated. You don't go home empty-handed, of course. We have got a gold bullion. It's got a great, a couple of great prizes in there for you. So thank you very much, and good luck, Narelle.
One lucky Gold Coaster could win $100,000.
Triple M Gold's $100,000
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger with Flan, Ali and Spider.
On Burley Beach.
We've got our finalists, Narelle and Pat Bynes. She's thought about what she'd spend the $100,000 on, and in a minute, she's got a chance to win it.
Absolutely. You've got 2 minutes, Narelle. We're going to get you underway. You've got, as you can see, a magnificent grid of 24 flags. You've got to dive in, dig as many little bags up as you can, and then work out which one you're going to select. So you've got exactly 2 minutes. I've got the timer.
Ooh.
Give us a countdown, Ellie.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Narelle?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Everybody together. Can I get a 3, 2, 1, dig, girlfriend.
All right.
Come on, she hasn't come up with anything yet.
Nothing.
Keep digging, Narelle. Keep digging, doll.
She's on a second flag. Yeah, she's got one.
She's got one.
Keep going, Narelle.
Is that the 100,000? She gets to choose in a minute.
Yes, she does. Keep going, girlfriend.
That's number...
One of my favourite songs. 11.
Dig a bit more. There's one in every one, Narelle.
That's number 23 she's going for right now.
This is the very definition of head down. Very definition of head down, bum up.
90 yes, seconds to go.
One. She's got
90
two now.
Seconds.
Two bags. Three.
Come on,
keep going, Narelle.
All right.
Come on, Narelle.
Go, Naz.
She's got the hang of it now. She's got the hang of it now.
She's got a fair few bags. She's really collected a few. It's a big decision to make in a second.
It's be a very
okay.
tough decision.
Has somebody got a Ventolin?
Of course I do.
Come on, what do you want to say to Grandma?
Good job!
Oh. Okay. Okay, you got 1 minute to go. You're halfway, Narelle.
Come
You're
on,
halfway.
Narelle, keep digging.
You've got three bags. Four
There's
bags.
Four
three bags full.
Four bags.
Dig, dig, dig.
One of those numbers is your granddaughter's favourite number,
oh,
number
she's
one.
Got five.
She's going pretty well, I gotta say. She's gonna have a few options.
She is.
Oh, number 11 just got pulled out.
I think we're up to six bags.
So from the six, she's got to choose one.
30 seconds to go.
All right. 30
seconds. Come on.
Does she have the bag?
The longest 2 minutes of your life, Narelle.
Absolutely. Here we go.
20 seconds. 20
it's down
seconds.
To it now.
Don't let yourself down, Narelle.
Yes. Come on, Narelle. Give us something.
But also don't overdo it.
Exactly. For a woman who has had a heart attack, let's keep this easy.
Oh, wow.
Settle down, Narelle.
All right, let's give it a countdown. 4, 3, 2, 1.
You get it.
Oh.
Look, you can't do much better than that. All right.
Oh, look at her. Narelle, she's puffing. No judgment, girlfriend.
No way.
Six bags to choose from.
Okay, she's got six.
Six, and no one is to enter the contest area.
And we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Narelle will be choosing one of these six bags, and will it have $100,000
in it? Hang on. We won't be choosing it. Narelle will.
Yes. Minutes away from Narelle potentially winning $100,000.
Yes.
One lucky Gold Coaster could win $100,000 on Burley Beach.
Oh, God!
Triple M Gold's $100,000
Gold Digger.
Gold Digger with Flan, Ali and Spider.
It's Dig Day on Burley Beach.
I'm nervous, and we've come to that moment, haven't we? $100,000 could be won right here, right now on Burley Beach. Absolutely. Narelle, you are from Pack Pines. You've got your granddaughter next year. You're feeling the numbers. You've got 1, 6, 11, 17, 18, and 19 to choose from. You did tell us at 10 past 6 this morning your favourite numbers were 6 and 11. They are on the table.
Yeah. What do you tell you?
It's one of those.
Narelle has had her hands hovering over the envelopes like she's using Reiki.
I've done Reiki, yeah.
She's done Reiki.
Oh, hang on. Is that in the T's and C's?
I think you're allowed to be spiritual. It's all good.
Okay.
I have a friend who does Reiki and she tried to fix her handbrake with it. That won't work. This might.
Yeah, so you know what? I have to admit, while you were doing that during the song, Narelle, I was getting teary because you can just see what this means to you. Yes.
You're nervous
and you're
now.
It. You're
you've
got
to be nervous
you've
now.
You've arrived on two bags. You can only choose one.
Here we go.
I got to choose 6 or 11.
All right.
11.
Joe, believe in yourself.
Back yourself, Norelle.
Back yourself, whatever you want. You've got scissors there to open the envelope inside. They've all been.
It's pointing to 11. She wants to choose.
You can choose whichever 11. And you open it.
It's 11. Go for it, Norelle.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here it is.
Give her a cheer. Come on, Norelle.
A big crowd of people here. Norelle's now using scissors to open a sealed bag that's inside the bag she found in the contest area. She's chosen bag 11.
She said
she's reaching
at 6
inside.
O'clock this morning.
Here I go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, no prize.
Oh, if it's...
Nine.
I have got the envelope.
Give it a 6.
Do you reckon it was a 6? We'll cut this open and we'll find out where it does actually sit.
Spider's got the control envelope. Let's see what number it was.
This reveals where it was.
I'm kind of hoping it's not 6.
All the other contestants are looking at this too. They want to know if they had the spot.
The winning plot number.
What is it, Spider?
Was number 16.
Oh, geez, don't do that.
We're going to we are just going to confirm that number 16 has the $100,000 prize in it.
Never mind.
It was, can I please tell you, and you are going to kick yourself, and I don't know if I should tell you.
Yeah, I know.
It is the first one you went for.
Oh.
You said that first one you were going to go for.
Yes.
That is exactly where you dug first.
Right now.
And the girls can't find it, so we're going well.
We're just confirming this is something we have to do for the competition.
Here we go. There. We'll just open this to confirm, but you will not go home empty-handed, Norelle, of course.
Yeah.
Here at Triple M Gold.
There's bag number 16.
We won't let that happen, Norelle.
Just for full transparency, as Serenity Safe Harbour would say.
Absolutely. We are transitioning now into a different mode.
Opening number 16.
Confirming that it was there.
Never mind.
$100,000 was in 16.
And that
absolutely.
Was the first one I said. Wasn't
that was the first one you went for. You dived straight in there, and you just probably didn't give it enough time. But you know,
the nerves take over,
absolutely.
Though, don't they?
You were never going to go home with nothing.
No.
No.
Norelle. No, this wonderful experience.
Well, besides the bacon and egg roll, we would really love to, if it's okay, give you return flights for two to Daydream Island, 3 nights accommodation, and $2,000 spending money.
Yes!
And thank you to our mates at Bonza for this.
Absolutely. Daydream Island, one of the great places, one of the great destinations in Australia as well.
Have a sip, Norelle.
Cheers. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Well, we've been banging on about this for weeks and weeks, and we cannot wait. It is finally here tonight. GC Laughs kicks off. And, of course, it is going to be the opening gala. And playing at the opening or hosting the gala, Reese Nickerson. How are we going?
Good morning. It is so early for a comedian to be on radio.
It most certainly is, and we appreciate you being up so early. Now, listen, I am declaring you, Reese, the funniest of the funny people, because who else would they give that responsibility to host this whole shebang?
Oh, look, either the funniest or the most available. I think those are the two options. Hosting is one of those weird things where people always, if I'm ever hosting like a show at a comedy club, people always come up afterwards and like, you were really funny. You should do comedy as well.
Yeah.
Like, people always forget that hosts are also comedians.
Well, exactly.
Like, I was on for the longest. But it is, I've done this festival like a few years in a row, and it is like, it's such a good, you guys are very lucky to have that festival. It's so good. And yeah, I'm very excited to get to host this year.
We do feel so lucky. And out of curiosity, does it feel like a relief to not be doing your own show? Or, I don't know, are you proud that they've asked you to host it?
Oh, sure. And, you know, my mortgage loves it.
yes.
see. No, it is. Like, it's nice because it also means, like, you know, I get to kind of, I don't know, like, I've been a comedian for, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool that I get to do things like this now. Like, I hosted the Melbourne Gala a few years ago as well. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, now I don't have to be the terrified one in the corner waiting to go on.
Reese, as a host, you have to make sure you're not as funny as...
No,
I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Show them up.
Yeah, you have to show them up.
I actually genuinely think people think comedy is like this kind of, competitive and we're all like trying to be funnier than each other backstage and stuff, when actually most of us are just back there playing Bejeweled on our phones.
Well, and also,
of the time.
I would imagine maybe similar to radio that it's a small, it's a very specialised thing that you do and nobody on the planet understands what you go through other than other stand-up comedians.
Oh, yeah, we're essentially frontline workers. We're going
through a lot.
You are.
How long did it take you to find your niche in the market?
I mean, we could argue I'm still finding it. I don't know. Like, I think it's like one of those – Australia's a funny old country for it where, like, you know, you can kind of spread yourself around. Like, I'm on the ABC quite a bit, but then I'm also, like, I tour around the country. And then I also, like, I don't know. I think it's hard to even – I look at my audience and I do not know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, I get told by venues that I perform in that they're quite nice people. And then depending on what night it is, sometimes they're like, wow, they drank a lot of white wine tonight. I'm like, that's me. That's my
Hey, Reese, I'd love to know. I know you were handpicked. You were one of three opening acts handpicked for Conan O'Brien when he toured Australia in 2019. What's he like?
The greatest. You know, they always say, like, never meet your hero. Like, Conan O'Brien genuinely is like a hero of mine.
Genius.
Like, yeah. You know, even down by the kind of, you know, some would argue I've stolen his look.
but way better looking.
Hey, it's the freshest week of laughs on the coast, gclaughs.com.au, and they are the freshest of the fresh. Reese Nicholson hosting for GC Laughs. We thank you for making us laugh this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm going back to bed now. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much, Reese.
See you, Reese.
Thanks.
We love Friday.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast, Flan Alley and Spider live today at Burleigh Beach for our Triple M Gold $100,000 gold digger. Narelle in Pack Pines was our finalist. No $100,000, but Narelle, she's packing her bags and going to Daydream Island for 3 nights with $2,000 spending money. Good on you, Bonza. G'day, Gold Coast. Bonza's here. Download the Fly Bonza app to book. So still a winner, Narelle in Pack Pines. 8:49:40 on the tweets.
And it's a tough day down here in the mornings, isn't it? A lot of people fit, walking the beach. And I know it gets packed here Saturday and Sundays, but what is on over the weekend? What are you looking forward to, Flan?
Kingscliff Bowls Beach Bowls Club, mate. Music Friday, Saturday night, either there or CMC Rocks up at Gympie.
Oh, Casey Barnes is playing there this week.
Yeah,
as well.
And he's gone big, he's told me too, on his show. There's lots of pyro, there's lots of things up behind him. It's a really good show.
There you go.
Cannot wait. What about you, Ali?
Well, for me, it's all about Saturday. So I personally will be attending Hens Day, which is going to be fantastic for my weight loss journey.
Which city in this fine country?
Pardon?
Which city in this fine country will be hosting?
Miss Moneypenny's.
Miss Moneypenny's, just here at Broadbeach.
It's local.
Yeah, sticking local. So shout out to Sharonda, whose hen state is. But, look, a very important charity day tomorrow that's happening at Tweed United Football Club. Thanks to Chris Swaddle and the entire crew down there. They've been doing this for 10 years. They have a charity soccer match. So they're taking on Woolgoolga. So the kickoff time is 3 p.m. New South Wales time, obviously 2 p.m. Queensland, but there's going to be raffles, prizes, drinks, food. They're going to kick on after the game. Sensational crew. They're raising money for the Cancer Council.
Nice. That venue again, Ali?
Arkenstall Park it is at Tweed Heads. So, Tweed United Football Club. But also, don't forget tomorrow night, so good, Freestyle Kings at Seabus Stadium. Yeah. Robbie Madison, who's just a hell man, as are his two kids, Cruz and Jagger. And actually, we had a sensational catch-up with them the other day in the studio, and you can catch all of that via the Listener app.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And for me this weekend, I'm looking forward to the Surf Life Saving Championships. They have been moved from Currawa down to North Kira because of the conditions of the surf.
Yep.
Don't forget the Suns taking on Adelaide out at People's First Stadium.
Who's going to win that spot?
Look, it'll be close. If the Suns win that, they'll be on top of the ladder.
If
they win it, they absolutely destined for finals this year. So it's a big game for me,
though
it's only round two. And the other thing is, too, we've all got to get fired up. It's a big weekend because you do have to vote this weekend. Hang on.
Thank you for the reminder.
Right, because I just want to have a crack. Yeah. Okay, I just want to have all those pamphlet monsters.
They're volunteers.
I know, but they're monsters. You try and walk in there and they rip your head off and they yell and scream and vote here and chuck papers in your face.
No, they're monsters and they sleep in coffins. I can confirm
that. I must admit.
It's scary
been walking through this?
In my nearly over 30 years of voting, I don't think I've had anyone screaming in my face.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't vote, you will get fined.
Is it a big fine?
Oh, it's big enough, and a jackpot's every couple of months you don't pay.
Okay. Sounds like you've done it.
Yes.
Triple M Gold Breakfast, Flan Alley Inspired, live at Burleigh Heads Beach, 8:43, 9:43 on the tweet.
Yes, and a massive shout out to everyone that came down and was a part of the show this morning. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you. A lot of people
came.
The
entire Triple M Gold family. We love you all. Thank you, Rod Maldon, back in the studio.
Hey, we've still got more time. We've still got 15 minutes on air.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I thought we were going home. See ya, I'm out.
That'll do me too. You know what? I'm over it.
Ellie's gone. I was going.